Leftists blast Sophie Cunningham for saying men have no place in women's sports, truly disgusting. By Warner Todd Houston on July 22, 2026. WNBA star Sophie Cunningham is being attacked for her stance in support of protecting women's sports from men identifying as women. In an interview with ESPN published this week, Cunningham spoke out in favor of banning men who claim to be women from being allowed in women's sports. And since the article went live, radical, pro-trans activists have targeted the Indianapolis Fever player. "I got a lot of negative feedback about me hating trans. And I'm like, I never once said that," Cunningham told ESPN. "I think that I am here to extend love. But I also think with that love is truth, being honest. And I want to protect young girls in a locker room. Or young girls in sport who shouldn't have to go against biological men," she added. But now that her full sentiment on trans athletes is out there, the leftist mob is after her head, The Comeback reported. One cowardly ex-user who locked her comments, for instance, ripped Cunningham as disgusting, writing, "Fucking awful. Cannot imagine being an adult with a large platform and choosing to bully vulnerable children in this way. Truly disgusting and beyond disappointing. Fucking awful. Cannot imagine being an adult with a large platform and choosing to bully vulnerable children in this way. Truly disgusting and beyond disappointing." Kylie Cheung, at Kylie Cheung, July 21, 2026. Another seemed to hint that she thinks Cunningham should be shunned in sports locker rooms. "It would be incredibly hard for me to share a locker room with that woman. It would be incredibly hard for me to share a locker room with that woman." Pam Burke, at Pam Burke Speaks, July 21, 2026. WNBA reporter Roberta F. Rodriguez went on the attack and called Cunningham transphobic, even though the WNBA star explicitly said she has nothing against trans people. "Sophie Cunningham is unafraid. Unafraid to be blatantly transphobic. I want to protect young girls in a locker room. Or young girls in sport who shouldn't have to go against biological men." Her own words. In an ESPN article, Rodriguez wrote. Another extremist, left-wing ex-user lumped Cunningham in with reputed right-wingers. "Amazing how Sophie claims to be in the middle when she's literally following the likes of Tucker Carlson, Riley Gaines, Erica Kirk, and J.K. Rowling." Another ex-user attacked the league itself for allowing Cunningham to have an opinion. BTW, if the No Space for Hate campaign applies to fans, coaches and players alike, Sophie should be suspended for spewing transphobic dog whistles publicly. Trans W players like Leisha Calrendon shouldn't have to accept hate from a player of her former team, she wrote. Many other intolerant, left-wing bigots also piled on. "Fuck Sophie Cunningham and fuck any of her transphobic, bigoted supporters." The Valkyries fan, at The Valkyries fan, July 21, 2026. "Don't remember the last time I've hated on a female athlete other than Sophie Cunningham. She's truly the worst." Hannah, at Hannah Hoops, July 22, 2026. "I'm not a maggot, I just believe in core maggot things. Fuck Sophie Cunningham. She doesn't belong in the WNBA." Tommy Lindholm, at Tom Lindholm 314, July 21, 2026. "Sophie Cunningham openly clings to one of the most tired, transphobic tropes, and I'm supposed to believe she doesn't stand for the worst of the worst in this country." Christian, no I, sharp S, at Christian WNBA, July 22, 2026. "Sophie Cunningham has to be suspended today. You at WNBA can't claim to have no space for hate and then suspend Sandy Brondolo for her comments but allow Sophie to be wildly transphobic in an ESPN article and skate away without consequences. The punishment must be equal." Fire Nickeran, at Ya Girl Jiggy, July 22, 2026. "Sophie Cunningham is bad for this league, man. There's not really much else to say. Not sure how worth it is for Fever FC, but hey." Kimberly, at Problems Thoughts, July 22, 2026. "One common factor among these haters and foul-mouthed social media users is that they turned off their comments so no one can reply to their hate in kind. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.